is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. What we up, are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Major League Baseball season is in trouble, but we won't start with that. We will start in the NBA bubble, but we had two great games last night, and we start where the action finished between the Clippers and the Lakers. The Lakers won in a last-second possession. What did you take away from that contest?
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble on today's show because you were worried about Kawhi, and you put his field goal percentages up on the screen, and you were talking about how he was struggling. And I told you, don't worry. He went out and had 28 points. Look at Paul George. You see him? He had 30. That equals 58 points, Jacoby, and the Lakers barely won. Yeah, you got double figures from Pat Bev. Yeah, you got double figures from Reggie Jackson. But 40 points wasn't in the building with Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell. Plus, Lou Will gives you assists, and Montrezl Harrell gives you rebounds. I feel so much better about my prediction.
You feel better about prediction. I just want to remind you that the Clippers lost the basketball game, and they had absolutely no answer for Anthony Davis. There is no one on that team in the bubble right now that can guard Anthony Davis. I think Harrell will probably slow him down a little bit, but they put him in the post. He got threes. He caught lobs. He created his own dunks. He was doing everything for this team. And Jalen, when you look at the four games that they have played this season, this isn't a fluke. He gets to the line almost 12 times a game. 28 points a game. Now, this is not a small sample size. This is four games. Jalen, they just don't have any answer for Anthony Davis. I think Montrezl Harrell helps that, but he doesn't fix that problem. And that's why I still have the Lakers over the Clippers in a seven-game series. But even you have to admit, it's pretty close.
I tried to tell you that. He's been an all-NBA performer basically since he got into the NBA. One of the top players in the league. I started to know I was really good at this job when I try to be objective about people that everyone love, for example, like a LeBron James, who I love too. I was even accused of being jealous of LeBron because I'm not as good as him, or even because he started a school. Huh. Let me bring some objectivity here, okay? Dwayne Wade was an all-star and a champion before he played with LeBron. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and Chris Bosh were all all-stars before they played with LeBron. They had three all-stars in Cleveland. LeBron James added an all-NBA first-team guy with the Lakers and Anthony Davis. His level of recruiting was outstanding getting it done. Shout to Rich Paul. But let's not act like Anthony Davis ain't been balling. He been balling.
He certainly has, and he is going to be a key piece in this matchup, which I'm sure we will discuss moving forward. But right now, it's time for you and I to break down some very important images. Time to go to the table. Jalen, I was so happy to see LeBron James in the bubble with the gray beard going and the bald spot going. However, things have changed. Look at the difference between LeBron early in the bubble to LeBron last night. Tell us exactly what happened there on the side of his beard.
LeBron James is a seasoned vet. And like Boogie said when he came on the show, you don't normally see a guy in the league leading the game in assists with a gray beard. And so if you're going to be the old man at the spot, it can't be gray all of the time, Jacoby, if you don't have to have it gray. So if you can get it touched up every now and then, you should. Watch me on Countdown tonight. You won't see any grays then either.
Something tells me that maybe that famous hairline is getting a little help. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, the hairline, I'm getting no help now. Okay. I know I got a lot of haters that try to act like this ain't me. Yeah, this is definitely me. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Ever.
Big shout out to your barbers. And Jalen, it's time to pivot to something extremely important that happened before the action. Right before the game started during the national anthem, all of the coaches and the players on the court linked arms and took a knee for the anthem. What did it feel like to see that image?
I'm glad you used the term feel in the question because I realized that I got emotional realizing what was taking place because as an athlete and as somebody that's been a pillar of trying to create social change for people of color and watching sports, how it's progressed. Tommy Smith and John Carlos, what they did in the Olympics, they were vilified for it. And they never really got to work or really never got forgiven. Muhammad Ali, the exact same thing. You see the Ali Summit, the picture behind me. Lew Alcindor, Jim Brown, Bill Russell. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, I was a teammate of his, Jacoby. Colin Kaepernick. And each of the guys in situations that I named, they were vilified in America for taking the stance that they took. And I'm glad Colin Kaepernick really only had to deal with that for a handful of years. What about the other gentlemen that had to deal with it for decades? So as a black man, it was refreshing for me to see black power and unity be accepted by mainstream America, and everybody loved it and was not punished for it. That's really refreshing to me.
Very well put, Jalen. It was certainly something that we expected, where there is a rule in the NBA that you have to anthem, and we both knew that Adam Silver was going to push that to the side due to these circumstances in the bubble. We go back to the action in the bubble with the game, the tip-off between Zion and the Pelicans and Rudy Gobert, Spider Mitchell, and the Jazz, and it was another nail-biter. And it came down to Rudy Gobert, the man who started this all, the man who started the stoppage of play in the NBA, getting a couple of free throws at the end of the game. What did you see from the Jazz that you liked?
I always liked Rudy Gobert's rim protection and his defense and his intensity. But the guard play of Utah was outstanding. Shout to Jordan Clarkson, who had over 20. Mike Conley, who scored 20, along with Spider Mitchell. Those three guys not only scoring for themselves, but also just breaking down the defense, gave problems to the Pelicans the entire game. This is why I've tried to say, I don't think the Pelicans making the playoffs, Jacoby. Brandon Ingram, outstanding talent and all-star. It's going to be a 25-point scorer for years to come. Lonzo continued to improve, had a really good year. Drew Holiday, you know that's one of my guys. And I like Alvin Gentry. But I also knew that Zion had history of injury in high school, college, summer league, and coming into the NBA. So therefore, he's going to get load managed. Don't be surprised.
He wasn't just load managed, though. He was load managed to the point where in a close game, down the stretch, they did not put him in the game. Now, they explained there was a certain minutes restriction on him, that they had already run that out, and the medical staff has decided that there's certain times and distance that he can play. But Jalen, with a minute left in the game, why don't you put him in? And if you know you only have, say, 15 minutes to play him, why not save some of that for the end of the game so you can see him down the stretch? Do you think that they should have put him in to finish the game? Because I was screaming my television, why is Zion not in the game?
You saw The Last Dance, and the Chicago Bulls wanted to get a lottery pick so bad that they were minutes restricting Michael Ayer, Jeffrey Jordan. Just think about that for a second. It shows you how the team still has the power. And a lot of these squads, Jacoby, will punish the coach for not following the minutes restriction. You could get fired for that. Certain teams are cut and dry based on how they want you to use a player. It's not just an exercise that happens during the 48 minutes of the game. It's a lifestyle that these players now live with certain teams. So based on that, Zion is not going to play the last 7 minutes of the game. He's not going to play the last 7 minutes of the game. You don't think Alvin Gentry wanted to win? You don't think they wanted to make the playoffs? He wanted to make the playoffs, but I got to tell you this. Zion didn't look great. He ain't look great, as he shouldn't. He ain't really been able to practice. He was in and out of the bubble. He didn't have a rebound. Zion Williamson's supposed to fall into 7 or 8 rebounds. I think he will improve. I think the team will improve, but not fast enough to get that 8th spot.
I do not think they'll get the 8th seed either. Like, not only do they have to pull within 4 games in only 8 games, then they would have to win 2 games against the Grizzlies. I just do not see that happening for the Pelicans. But, Jalen, I also want to talk about something that happened with Donovan Mitchell that was off the floor. He wore a very significant bulletproof vest to the game, and let's listen to him explain about it.
There was a quote that really said, like, am I next on someone back of somebody's jersey? And I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you are, it doesn't matter how famous you are, like, as an African-American male, that's who we are. You know, it doesn't matter what your job is, what your name is. And I think being able to wear a bulletproof vest just shows, like, and I kind of have my hands up as well, just kind of like, look, hands up, don't shoot. You know, we're tired of seeing this.
Wow, powerful words and a powerful gesture, powerful showing that he did there. I'm sure we'll see a lot more, not just from the teams from last night, but other teams moving forward. We look forward to covering that. But Jalen, we keep mentioning the Grizzlies and the play-in game and the Pelicans and the Blazers and maybe even the Kings making the playoffs. But Ja Morant says this isn't fair. He thinks that the whole play-in game thing, the whole we have a 3.5 game lead, but now we're going to change all the rules so maybe you can steal the 8 seed from us is not fair. Do you agree with the Rookie of the Year?
Ja, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Jacoby, the pod father, we've been to Memphis, okay? We've had Gus's fried chicken. I've been riding for y'all since the beginning. I told him when you came out of college, you was that deal, okay? You're leading your team in points and assists. People, when Zion played 19 games, were like, could Zion possibly win Rookie of the Year? And I was like, not going to be able to do it. Ja Morant is holding that down. Him, Jaren Jackson Jr., Valanciunas, win 4 games. That's all you got to do. That's your spot. Won't be any play-in, won't be any controversy. That's the squad the world's going to see play against the Lakers in the first round.
Jalen, we have some bad news for baseball. We know that players on Miami tested positive, players in the Phillies tested positive. Well, now a couple players on the Cardinals have tested positive, and the Milwaukee Brewers home opener has been postponed. Jalen, this is trending in a bad direction. I believe the most prudent thing for this league to do is to suspend baseball, keep everyone as quarantined as possible until they get negative tests across the board, and then they consider a reformatted way to finish the season that does not involve flying players in and out of coronavirus hotspots. What do you think of that proposal?
I agree with you. Because you're not getting to a World Series champion if the players don't get into a bubble. This idea that you're going to be able to go play baseball games at your team's home arena and then fly normally to a different city that's probably still trending up, most places is, as it relates to coronavirus cases, it's just tone deaf to feel like you're going to be able to do anything but be in a bubble scenario. Look at soccer, MLS, WNBA, NBA, hub cities in the NHL, Fight Island, Dana White. That's the only way you're going to get towards a conclusion. And big shout to Marquise Goode. When I saw his interview on First Take today, quality young man.
Jalen, I've got an update on Dak Prescott, Sabrina Ionescu, and Snoop Dogg right after this. So stick around.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Got to give the people, give the people what they want.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, stay hit the brakes. If not, meet the Method Man, jump in the minivan, and keep it moving. We start with tonight's big Eastern Conference matchup between the Celtics and the Bucks. Keep moving or hit the brakes. Jalen, we've got the size and Giannis on the Bucks against the small ball, speed, and wingy Celtics. What do you expect from this matchup?
You just said it. Small ball Celtics versus the tall ball Bucks. And Giannis was watching the games last night, and I'm pretty sure he's going to come out and have a dominant performance. And I'm excited to see the Celtics. We talk so much about the emergence of Jason Tatum catapulting himself into all NBA status. We should talk more about the fact that Jaylen Brown also took a leap to all-star level status. If Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward are both healthy, the Boston Celtics are as armed as any squad in the Eastern Conference. That includes the Bucks.
It's true. When you think about it, Tatum, Brown, Hayward, Walker. I would not be surprised if any of them scored 30 points on any given night. That's always dangerous when you get into a playoff situation. Stephen Jones had an update on a potential Dak contract. Keep it moving.
He know what it's going to take to get it done.
We keep it moving.
Where's Jerry Jones? Haven't heard from him in a while.
Tom Brady has a new old weapon with the Buccaneers. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I hope Shady McCoy gets a ring. I was surprised they signed him at his age. That may be a spot that cost the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a Super Bowl. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Isaiah Thomas is making his pitch for the Knicks. Not the bad boy, Isaiah Thomas.
He deserves to be in the league, getting an opportunity to be a starter again. I'm rooting for you, IT. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The NCAA has a new policy on social
justice
messaging.
Hit the brakes.
The NCAA said they will allow uniform patches that include social justice messages. How do you see this playing out if we ever have college football?
I just appreciate large corporations that I've been a part of, for example, like the NCAA or the NFL, who have realized that they want to be on the right side of history. When these conversations were even coming up 4 years ago, when people were trying to say shut up and dribble or stick to sports, they were able to suppress the movement then. Now, it has gone mainstream, which is fine in a lot of ways. And so I appreciate the NCAA allowing these young scholar athletes to express themselves via social justice cause.
Jalen, we have an update on the SEC plans for college football. Keep moving.
They're going to play some football. They're going to play some football. Keep it moving. Too much money.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
They're going to play football. We just don't know when, where, or how. Moving on, we have a red-hot pitcher coming out of the gate in Major League Baseball. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
All I know is this. Baseball, no bubble, no World Series. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I always get you with these two words. Sabrina Ionescu.
Hit the brakes.
Sabrina and the Liberty will be playing the Dream tonight. Her first game wasn't great. Her second game, she was amazing. What do you expect from our queen, Sabrina Ionescu, tonight?
So here's what I expect from our queen, who had 30 in the previous game. She's going to get me double-figure assists. And Jalen and Jacoby, we owe you an apology, Sabrina. If it wasn't for COVID-19, we would have come to the game and support you. We get a chance, you playing in NYC, that's what we do to show in South Seaport. We got to come and represent.
I can't wait. I can't wait until I can attend a sporting event safely and confidently and not be wearing a mask, smelling my own terrible breath. Jalen, we have an update on two rappers that are very important to you. Keep it moving or hit the
brakes.
You spent a month talking to me about how I did not have Tupac in my top 10. It looks like Snoop Dogg's in a similar position. He said that Eminem was out of his top 10. What do you think about Uncle Snoop's opinion, his personal opinion, about where Eminem sits in the all-time top 10?
So he's the dog father, right? And he has a wealth of knowledge in not only the hip-hop culture, clearly, but in rap music. For me, Eminem, slam dunk, top 10 artists. For me, top 5 of all time. Number 5, probably, as I think of it. So I got Pac, Jay, Big, Nas, and then Eminem. And so for Snoop not to have him in the top 10, it's going to have a lot of people hair standing up like, yo, is he trying to diss him? It's not a diss if it comes from your peers. And if that's how he feel, that's how he feel.
It's his opinion. And I think whenever you sit down and do your top 10, as I had to do when I had Tupac out of it, you could probably put 20 rappers at 9 and 10. You know what I mean? It's like once you get to 7, those last 3 spots, you could just probably put 20 rappers in. And I also understand this from Snoop, because these are two very different rappers. Snoop sort of relies on charisma and coolness, and he's calm and cool and one-syllable rhymes, whereas Eminem is much more of a technician that goes faster and does multi-syllable rhymes. Sort of is more of a writer than Snoop is a persona, which I understand how those could be a clash of styles. And Jalen, we have so much more. James Harden wants to bring a title to Houston, and he has something to say about it. We'll tell you what that is right after this. Stay tuned. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, James Harden said this of his Rockets and their title hopes. He said, we're bringing it back to H-Town. We've come up short the last few years, but it's another opportunity for us to fight for it and get after it again. Jalen, what do you think about James Harden's semi-kinda prediction of a championship?
The Rockets not winning a championship, I think, kind of dilutes a narrative as it relates to James Harden that I think people get twisted. If you look at his numbers, they've been solid. They've been close to his regular season numbers. The problem is when his team gets eliminated, it gets ugly. And so hopefully that doesn't happen for he and the Rockets this year, where he has double-figure turnovers or against the Warriors or like he did against the Spurs and he didn't show up, or they missed 27 straight threes versus the Warriors when KD wasn't out there. Hopefully it doesn't end that way if they don't get it done.
Very quickly, we wanted to recognize something that's very important to Jalen. The Pistons and the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, Arn Tellen, the Pistons vice chairman, donated $139,000 to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Jaguars. Big shout to him. We will be back on Monday. Dan Le Batard, Highly Questionable, is next.
Thank you.
We always say we give the people what they want, and part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. However, I got bad news. I'm in my house. Internet's going in and out. If Jalen ever touches the table, his connection gets lost. We're doing our best here during these quarantine times. We did not have the window today to record exclusive content. We will on Monday. So make sure you call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. We'll be rocking those on Monday. Thank you so much for listening to Jalen Jacoby. We'll be back on Monday.